Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Come fly with me. Frank Abagnale.
弗兰克·阿巴内尔。
Pilot 飞行员 Masquerade 伪装 Deadhead 免费乘坐 On short notice 临时 Counterfeit 伪造的 Certificate 证明
For a period of 2 years Abagnale masqueraded asPan Am pilot Frank Williams to get free rides around the world by deadheading on scheduled airline flights. A practice in which pilots receive free transportation from other airlines as a professional courtesy when their employer requires them to fly out of another city on short notice. Everything from foodairline tickets and lodgings was billed entirely to Pan Am. He was able to make a counterfeit Pan Am ID card from a sample model while posing as a businessman and obtained a FAA pilot certificate by buying a display plaque, which he had copied and resized down to ID card form.He also obtained a Pan Am pilot's uniform by pretending to be a genuine pilot who had lost his uniform. The newspapers knew him as Skyway Man and the James Bond of the sky.
I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer cause we're together.
在长达2年的时间里，阿巴内尔乔装成了一名泛美航空公司的飞行员弗兰克·威廉姆斯，因而能够免费的环球旅行，飞行员能够免费乘坐定期的航空公司的航班，这是一个航空公司间的惯例。出于同行间的照顾，当某家航空公司的老板临时要求飞行员前往某一个城市时，飞行员往往可以免费乘坐别家航空公司的航班。所有的开销包括吃住飞机票都全部由泛美航空来负担。阿巴内尔当时的身份还是一个商人，他照着一个样本伪造了一个泛美航空公司的身份卡，又买了一个展示名牌，做了一张联邦航空局的飞行员证书。他还将那张名牌复制并调整到身份卡那般大小，另外他还假扮成一名遗失了制服的真的飞行员，从而获得了一套泛美航空公司飞行员的制服。各大报纸都称其为天行人和空中的詹姆斯邦德。Notice 通知 On short notice 意思是急忙匆忙，比如 We went on holiday on such short notice that I didn't say goodbye to you. 我们动身去休假之前十分仓促，我来不及向你告别。 At short notice 也是一个常见的片语，表示以通知到就在短时间内，比如说 The job demands that you should go on business at short notice. 这份工作要求你能接到通知就马上出差。Counterfeit, 伪造品赝品，比如说 This painting is counterfeit, 这幅画是假的。这个词也可以做形容词，表示仿造的假的，比如说 counterfeit passports, 假护照。 Certificate, 表示证明， 证明书。比如说 ，a birth certificate 指的就是出生证明 ，a marriage certificate 则是结婚证书 ，teacher certificate 指的是教师证书 ，academic certificate 意思是学历证书。Physician, 医生 Aware of, 意识到 For fear, 害怕
Later, he impersonated a pediatrician in a Georgia hospital, again under the name Frank Williams. He chose to do this after nearly being caught by police after getting off a flight in New Orleans.Aware of possible capture, he retired to Georgia for the time being and put down his previous occupation as a doctor on an application for an apartment for fear that the owner might check with Pan Am.
又是化名为弗兰克·威廉姆斯，他这样做是因为在新奥尔良市，他刚下飞机就险些被警察逮捕。哈巴内尔意识到了自己可能随时会被捕，所以他选择暂时待在偏僻的乔治亚州。在申请租用公寓的表格上，因为害怕房主会和泛美航空公司核查，所以在过去的职业一栏中，他填了医生。Aware of, 意识到的，明白的，相当于 realize。说 ，Everybody is aware of the importance of the education. 每个人都意识到教育的重要性。Aware 这个词常常可以和副词来连用，表示有什么方面知识的。比如说 ，artistically aware， 意思就是懂艺术的。Commercially aware。懂商业的 For fear that 唯恐害怕相当于 lest 例如 Shut the window for fear that it may rain 关好窗子以防下雨Favor 照顾 Oxygen deprivation缺氧 Replacement 替换
After becoming friends with a real doctor who lived next door, he became a resident supervisor as a favor for him until they found someone who could take the job. He found the job not difficult due to the fact that the supervisor does not do any actual medical work. However, as a medical layman, Abagnale was nearly discovered after almost letting a baby die of oxygen deprivation. He had no idea what the nurse meant when she said there was a blue baby.Abagnale was able to fake his way through most of his duties by letting the interns handle most of the cases that came in during his rather late night shift. For example, setting broken bones and other such tasks. After 11 months of working, the hospital finally found another replacement, and he returned to the air.
在和隔壁的一名真正的医生交上了朋友之后，阿巴内尔受到了关照，可以在人们能找到更适合的人选之前担任住院监理一职，因为监理人一职并不涉及到任何具体的医疗工作，所以阿巴内尔觉得这份工作并不难。但是阿巴内尔毕竟是一个医学的门外汉，因为险些让一个婴儿因为缺氧而死，当护士对他说有一个蓝婴时， 他不知道是什么意思，他差点被人揭穿。当轮到阿巴内尔值班时，他就混混日子，让实习医生处理夜班里的大部分的病例，比如说结核、断骨等等诸如此类的病症。工作了11个月之后，医院总算又找到了另一个人来代替他，而阿巴内尔又重新飞回了空中。Favor， 这里的意思是特权。Favor 更常见的意思是恩惠、帮忙。比如在口语当中，我们在请人帮忙的时候，常会说 ：“May I ask you a favor？” 你可以帮我一个忙吗？
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
For a period of 2 years, Abagnale masqueraded as Pan Am pilot Frank Williams to get free rides around the world by deadheading on scheduled airline flights. A practice in which pilots receive free transportation from other airlines as a professional courtesy when their employer requires them to fly out of another city on short notice. Everything from food, airline tickets, and lodgings was billed entirely to Pan Am. He was able to make a counterfeit Pan Am ID card from a sample model while posing as a businessman and obtained a FAA pilot certificate by buying a display plaque, which he had copied and resized down to ID card form. He also obtained a Pan Am pilot's uniform by pretending to be a genuine pilot who had lost his uniform. The newspapers knew him as Skyway Man and the James Bond of the sky. Later, he impersonated a pediatrician in a Georgia hospital, again under the name Frank Williams. He chose to do this after nearly being caught by police after getting off a flight in New Orleans. Aware of possible capture, he retired to Georgia for the time being and put down his previous occupation as a doctor on an application for an apartment for fear that the owner might check with Pan Am. After becoming friends with a real doctor who lived next door, he became a resident supervisor as a favor for him until they found someone who could take the job. He found the job not difficult due to the fact that the supervisor does not do any actual medical work. However, as a medical layman, Abagnale was nearly discovered after almost letting a baby die of oxygen deprivation. He had no idea what the nurse meant when she said there was a blue baby. Abagnale was able to fake his way through most of his duties by letting the interns handle most of the cases that came in during his rather late night shift. For example, setting broken bones and other such tasks. After 11 months of working, the hospital finally found another replacement, and he returned to the air.
好了，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。